From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Friday, June 28th. Independence Day is right around the corner. While many will celebrate the holiday with family gatherings and food, Chico officials are reminding residents that setting off fireworks is illegal. In a press release, officials say all fireworks, including safe and sane varieties, are illegal within city limits. Possession and sale of fireworks are also illegal. Officials ask residents to help prevent fires and injuries this year by viewing county-organized fireworks displays this 4th of July instead. And in other news, sections of Plumas National Forest are closed as of this week. As NSPR's Alex Dutson reports, the Forest Service is cracking down on an unauthorized gathering.
Officials said there were already around 500 people camping in the area ahead of the annual gathering of the Rainbow Family of Living Light. The yearly event attracts up to 10,000 people, and the location changes every year. U.S. Forest Service Public Information Officer Hillary Markin says that many people would have massive effects on the land.
They have impacts to natural resources, you know, this year in particular, the tribal and cultural resources. We also have concerns about fire danger, with the forest already being in stage one fire restriction.
She said the group did not get the proper permit. The closure now prohibits anyone from visiting any portion of the Indian Creek Headwaters area. Markin said law enforcement has established checkpoints around the area to turn away any would-be visitors. Campers inside were given 48 hours to pack up and leave. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
6 years after the campfire destroyed the Honey Run-covered bridge, reconstruction is now underway. A spokesperson with the Honey Run-covered bridge association told NSPR that construction materials for the bridge were delivered Tuesday. They closed the park the second week of June for the rebuild. The organization hopes to reopen the park at the end of the year. And passengers will no longer be able to book direct flights from Redding to Southern California. That's after Avelo Airlines announced it will be leaving the airport at the end of August. The airline has provided low-cost services to Redding travelers since 2021, but the company it contracts with for services like ticketing and baggage handling is pulling out. The airport's assistant manager told the Redding Record Searchlight that she hopes this can be resolved and that the carrier will be able to resume service in the future. United and Alaska Airlines will continue to serve the Bay Area and Seattle. And North State counties will lose a major funding source for schools unless Congress acts. NSPR's Ken Duvall has the details.
The Secure Rural Schools program compensates counties with large tracts of U.S. Forest Service and tribal lands. That's because those areas can't rely on property taxes or other revenue. According to reporting by CalMatters, the extra funds are crucial for things like schools, road maintenance, and social services that counties couldn't afford otherwise. Though the program has been in place for more than a century, it could end unless Congress passes a reauthorization bill by the end of September. Most counties in the North State receive these funds. More than 70% of Trinity County, for example, is owned by the U.S. Forest Service, according to CalMatters. The bill is currently included in the 2024 Farm Bill. Despite having bipartisan support, polarization is making it difficult to pass legislation. First District Representative Doug LaMalfa serves on the Committee on Agriculture, where the bill is pending. A LaMalfa spokesperson told CalMatters the congressman hopes it will be funded under the Farm Bill. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
A man has been accused of sparking a fire in Redding while mowing the lawn. According to CAL FIRE, an investigation into the hidden fire determined that using the mower in dry vegetation during red flag conditions last week caused the blaze. The man was arrested by law enforcement officials and booked into the Shasta County Jail. CAL FIRE says it takes any unlawfully caused fires seriously and that the public needs to prevent equipment-sparked wildfires. The agency reports that during dry conditions, residents should mow in the morning before 10 and never on hot, windy days. The hidden fire burned 45 acres and is now fully contained. And finally, a bill that could help the state better track the health needs of LGBTQ+ Californians is advancing in the legislature. CalMatters' Ryan Sabalow explains.
The bill from San Francisco Senator Scott Wiener would require state health forms to include questions about gender identity and sexual orientation. For years, California health forms have asked patients to declare their race, age, and whether they're a man or a woman. While Weiner says current law gives state officials the option to put LGBTQ demographic questions on forms, a state audit last year found that dozens of state and local forms don't have them. Patients would have the option not to respond to the demographic questions, but Weiner says he thinks many will, and that data will help give a fuller picture of the health needs of the LGBTQ community.
And most people will provide that data, and it will allow us to focus resources, to focus educational campaigns, to address any kinds of disparities or shortcomings.
So far, only Republicans have voted against the bill. In Sacramento, I'm Ryan Sabalo.
And those are your headlines for Friday, June 28th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.